Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show News Talk, 830-WCCO. Henry Lake, Christopher Tubbs, I know it's been a long day for Twins fans and the Twins fall to the Guardians. We'll get to that a little bit later. But I want to celebrate. I'm pumped up. I'm still stoked. Many of you out there listening probably are suffering from a lack of sleep last night because of what took place at Crypto.com Arena in L.A. The fact that the Minnesota Timberwolves went into L.A. and they took care of business. They took care of business. And they knocked off the L.A. Lakers, who everybody crowned as the team that was going to make moves here in the postseason. They took them out. Not in seven games, not in six, but in five, Shannon Sharp. In five, the Minnesota Timberwolves, who I predicted would end up winning this series in six, they did better than that. They said, Lake, we don't need six. We just need five games. I loved everything about this series because this was the Minnesota Timberwolves learning from the previous mistake before with how to deal with Luka Doncic. And I know the dynamics of the LA Lakers is drastically different than last year with the Dallas Mavericks because the Dallas Mavericks had bigs that we had to deal with in Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively. They also had Kyrie Irving, who's a Hall of Fame basketball player. But the Wolves understood what they were up against with Luka, and they said, you know what? We're going to be able to do a much better job against you because you know what? We know that from a stats perspective, you'll get your points. We need to make sure that, Luka, you don't kill us in all of the other areas. And they did that. They did not allow individuals like Austin Reaves to kill him. They didn't allow guys like Dorian Finney-Smith to kill him. They didn't let the others be big factors in this series. That's the reason why the Timberwolves got this done so quickly. The Wolves were younger and in better shape. The Wolves are deeper in talent. They're more athletic. They're taller. They had the significant advantage. What advantage did the LA Lakers really have? They didn't have an advantage. The only advantage they had was this: popularity. That's it. The name recognition. That's all they had. People wanted to hang the hat on LeBron James and Luka are going to get it done. It's not enough, in the words of Kendrick Lamar. It's not enough. You need to come with more than that. And I said this for a while going into this series because I put it out there before the series started when we saw the whole entire setup that the Wolves, this was a matchup that favored the Wolves. And I predicted that the Wolves would win in six. But this morning, Vanita Sakar, Jimmy Erickson, they pulled the audio of what I said to them on the airways, and this is it.
And I'm not saying that the Lakers haven't improved with Luka, but they're not unbeatable. Like, I think that we have an advantage in this series in that I feel like we're the better defensive team, and we've got Rudy. The Lakers do not have bigs that are going to be able to control the paint. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that Rudy Gobert is going to just dominate the series, but I do think that that is advantage Minnesota with the way that he's played here this season.
Timberwolves fans, last night with Rudy Gobert, were you not entertained? Rudy Gobert, he made everybody put some respect on his name. He had Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley biting their tongues last night. I bet Draymond Green was just chomping at the bit to get on a podcast and trash Rudy. Couldn't last night. Shannon Sharp, what are you talking about, Lakers in five? No, Wolves in five. Get out of here. Rudy Gobert was the man last night.
Pops a three. No good. Follow. Flush. Big Gobert.
Michael Grady, FanDuel Sports, on the call. I'm pumped. I'm excited. I believe that this team can make some noise. Now, listen, it's different this year than last year. And when I say it's different, I'm not saying different as in they're a better team this year than last year, because I'm not going to, I don't believe that. I'm not going to sit here and say that the Minnesota Timberwolves with Julius Randle are better than the Minnesota Timberwolves with Cat last year. I'm not willing to go there. It's different. You have an addition off the bench of Dante DiVincenzo. We have other pieces. But I think that we're in a similar situation in which I believe that the Wolves will have a really good chance to get to the Western Conference Finals again to face a team like the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then are you able to get past a team like that to get to an NBA Finals? Now, I know that that's making a lot of assumptions because we don't know how things are going to shake out between Houston and Golden State. But I was stoked last night. I was pumped last night. I'm not shocked in the least about last night. This is what I expected to happen. I predicted that the Wolves would get it done because their front court was better and Rudy Gobert would pose some problems. And I think that when you look at the Knicks, is one of the questions I've got it multiple times today, three, four times actually, was who do you want to see them face out of Golden State, Houston? And I brought this up on the morning news. The team that I would like to, because first off, I think that each of those teams presents different type of issues, okay? The issue that you deal with Houston is, I think that Sengun is a really good center, and I think that he would be a problem for Rudy because he is going to make Rudy move. He is very nifty around the basket. He can step out a little bit with the floater, and they've got some athleticism. Okay, and they can go to a bench. So Houston's different in that way. That's the problem that they pose, and they're well coached. Well, the other thing that's problematic on the other side of that with Golden State is they have a Hall of Fame coach in Steve Kerr. So you know they're well coached. I don't care what anybody says. Steve Kerr gets a lot of people knock Steve Kerr. I don't have an issue with Steve Kerr. I'm a Steve Kerr fan. They have the greatest shooter of all time in Steph, who's still a problem on any given night. Draymond doesn't scare you offensively, but he's a smart basketball player and he knows how to defend. You got Jimmy Butler, who is a difference maker for them. And then the rest of their lineup, they have some guys that can step out and knock down some threes. And when Golden State is knocking down perimeter shots, they're lethal. But the thing that I like about them matching up against Golden State, because I know this may sound crazy to you guys, I actually would prefer the Golden State matchup. And the reason why is because they're smaller. I don't think that they have anybody that could deal with our bigs. And secondly, we get home court. That's the biggest thing. If you face the Rockets, they have the home court advantage there. So for me personally, I'm not scared of either one of those teams. I'll take smoke with both of them, but Golden State, I think, is the matchup that I slightly prefer.
Houston is, I think, the more athletic of the two. A guy like a Jalen Green, you mentioned Alfred Sengun. I mean, Fred VanVleet just shot the lights out last night. I mean, Steven Adams, a big boy. He's gonna body some people. You know, Amon Thompson, they've got some really good players. I think one thing with Golden State, when you're talking about Steph and Kerr and kind of all the guys that have been there, the big thing coming out of that series right now is the Rockets and Dylan Brooks targeting Steph Curry's right thumb on his shooting hand. So how much is Steph compromised? And I think that's also another thing that could play into it. Even Steph at 80% is still an all-timer. So I would prefer Golden State. I've got my Steph Curry Funko at home, and I'm going to be rubbing it, you know, like they did in Major League. But I think I prefer the Golden State matchup. And let me say this to Shannon Sharp and all of his rhyming. Luka tried, LeBron cried, JJ's fried, Wolves in five.
I see what you did there. 651-461-9226. A fun night tonight here on the show. We've got several guests on the show. And I guess you could say an abbreviated show because we started at 6:30. We were scheduled and slated to start at 6. But with everything that's happened with the Twins and the rain delay and all this other stuff, whatever, a little bit of a shorter show.
We get longer rain delays when there's sunshine in Cleveland.
But we'll have fun nonetheless. Also, we will monitor what's going on at XL Energy Center with the Minnesota Wild. But I'll take your reaction, your phone calls, your texts, talking Timberwolves basketball right here on the Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what makes it feel even better is that they said Lakers in five and the Wolves 1-5. So I think that makes it feel 10 times better. That's like my only answer.
All right, the national media, they had it wrong. The majority of them. I'm not going to sit here and act like nobody out there thought that the Wolves could win, that I was the only one. No, that's not the case. I think that the only person, though, from ESPN, because let's be honest, that's the big major network, the only person from ESPN that predicted that the Wolves would win the series was Tim Bontemps. He was the only one. Everybody else, all the other big names, Brian Windhorst, everybody else, they predicted that the Lakers would win the series. But like I said before, there are a couple things that factored into this. Number one, the Wolves are flat out just a better team. They're the deeper team, the more athletic team. They just have more talent. Secondly, people did not, I think, going into this, really put enough respect on the, I guess, the improvement of Coach Chris Finch. Chris Finch can coach his ass off. People were already giving J.J. Redick respect as though like he had been there, done that. This is first time doing it. And it came up in this series. J.J. Redick made some mistakes.
Huge.
He made the mistake in game four of trying to go an entire second half with five guys. Didn't work.
Have you ever seen that before?
It's just too darn tiring to try to accomplish that with a LeBron James. And then last night, listen, I'm not sitting here and I'm not the agent for Jackson Hayes. I just thought it's terrible to think that you're going to play an entire game against Rudy Gobert, and who's going off, by the way. Like, he's going to, the man had 27 and 24. And to think that you're not going to ever go to Jackson Hayes at all? That's ludicrous. That's ridiculous. They played Maxi Kleber, who had been out for 3 months. He hadn't even been played for the LA Lakers. And you went to him off the bench? Coming off an injury? JJ, come on, man. So the Lakers are in a tough spot because the LA Lakers, how are they going to get better? I don't think that there's any way that they're going to be able to get better. It's going to be tough for them to get better because you're going to be locked into money with Luka. You're going to be locked into money with LeBron. And how do you go and get bigs? I think they got issues.
Yeah, they definitely do. And Jackson Hayes went from starting to playing like a half and game four to a CD DNP, which is just really odd. I mean, there were no adjustments that were made. And I mean, maybe they thought that Rudy Gobert was struggling the first four games. I mean, what do you have, like 14 combined points? And last night he had like a double-double halfway through the second quarter. Like, it was an insane game for Rudy Gobert. No adjustments whatsoever. They just, I think that's one thing, Henry, you talk about the depth. For whatever reason, J.J. Redick didn't trust his bench. Or he just, Jared Vanderbilt, you know, I mean, Dorian Finney-Smith was in the starting lineup. But I mean, what, they just didn't have enough horses. And I thought that the Wolves did. I will say, too, the Wolves winning that series is the best thing for the NBA. I do. I think the Wolves winning that series is in the NBA's best interest because I think that it just gets so tiring watching whether or not the, you know, LeBron and Luka, they're great players, but whether or not they're legitimately hurt or it might be a little bit of an exaggeration, like, that wears on people. I mean, that. You don't think so?
I disagree with that.
Okay,
it's
name recognition, but I mean, how many times?
How does injuries wear on people?
It's not the injuries; it's the over exaggeration.
Everybody does it.
LeBron. It's not even the same category, though.
They might exaggerate injuries, but so do we. We do the same thing.
Not to that degree.
But that's not driving viewership away. I'm biased. We're biased. We're Wolves fans. I don't know that the Lakers losing is necessarily the best thing for the NBA, though. I mean, from a viewership perspective, I think that everybody would disagree with you. And I think I would, too. Now, for me, I think that Ant's a household name, and we know that. But, like, do I think that more people would turn on the TV to watch Dante DiVincenzo than Luka or LeBron? Or no, of course not.
But it's a better product. It's a better product with the Wolves.
But
than
that's subjective. That's subjective. That's subjective.
Are the Wolves the more aesthetically pleasing team to watch?
It depends on who you talk to, man. That's a total subjective thing. Some people say that LeBron James flying down the lane, dunking on four people is aesthetically pleasing. That just comes down to...
Or knocking knees with Dante DiVincenzo and you think he's dead. You know, I mean...
Luka, the man's 40.
Luka getting fouled and you would have thought that...
That hurt.
Yeah, it was the way that he came down. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was an awkward fall.
It was an awkward fall.
I'd be in traction right now if that happened to me.
It's frustrating to see when you've got two players that don't need to do that much embellishing. I don't like it in any sport, but it just becomes repetitive and unnecessary when you're that caliber.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to go overboard with that. Do I think that Luka cries a lot? Yes. Do I think that Anthony Edwards cries a lot? Yes. Do I think that Carl Anthony Towns, when he was a member of the Minnesota Timberwolves, cried incessantly? Yes. That just happened. Stars cry a lot. LeBron cries a lot. They all cry.
So I'm not going to go one way or the other and say that we cry a lot less. Stop crying across the board. I'm going to stop crying. Coming up next, what are the benefits of yoga? You know, we talk about working out and taking care of our bodies. I love to get on a treadmill and run. I love to get up weights. But yoga is something that I enjoy too. Chance York, yoga instructor, is going to join us next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.